KJAN, Radio Atlantic.
At 8 o'clock, it's cloudy. Radar shows some very light sprinkles or light rain scattered throughout western Iowa and southwest Iowa. Good morning. I'm Rick Henson with KJAN News, brought to you by ASI Audiology and Hearing Instruments in Atlantic. Our forecast is calling for occasional light rain this morning, then partly cloudy for the balance of the day, high between 75 and 80. In the news, Cass County Election Commissioner Dale Sunderman reports he has received a call for a special city election from the city of Messina. The purpose is to fill the vacant mayor's position. The auditor has set September 17th as the date for the election. Nomination petitions for the office of mayor in the city of Messina may be filed with the Messina city clerk from now until noon on August 23rd. Nomination petitions are available from the Messina city clerk, the Cass County Auditor's Office, or online from the Iowa Secretary of State's office. The term of office for the mayor in the city of Messina is 2 years. The person elected during the special election on September 17th will serve until the end of the year, 2013. The office of the mayor will also appear on the November 5th, 2013 city election ballot. The two-year term for the person elected in November begins on January 1st, 2014. News time is 8:01.
You're home most of the time just watching television, and you don't have any problems hearing the TV, so you don't need to have your hearing tested.
At family functions, everyone pretty much leaves you alone anyway, so you don't need a hearing evaluation.
At the doctor's office, your wife asks all the questions, and she'll help you get all the medications right once you get home. You don't need to hear everything the doctor says.
When everyone at coffee is laughing and having a good time telling jokes, it doesn't bother you. You just laugh along with them so they don't think you didn't get it. The fact that you missed the punchline is okay. You don't like dumb jokes anyway, and you definitely don't need to get your hearing evaluated.
During your last performance evaluation, you didn't get the raise you expected. Your boss says he's tired of repeating instructions, and if things don't improve, your job might be in jeopardy. Maybe it is time to get your hearing checked.
This is Doug Leonard, audiologist at ASI. If you're tired of missing out on quality time with your family, of missing the punchlines with your friends, and maybe even falling behind at work, there is hope. Take control of your life. Call today for a hearing evaluation. ASI, with offices in Atlantic, Ottoman, Manning, and Carroll. Hear better, live better.
Bad bearings on a wagon caused the vehicle being pulled by a tractor to tip over and spill its load Wednesday afternoon in Page County. The sheriff's office reports a 2004 John Deere 7920 tractor operated by 33-year-old Jay Crom of Malvern was traveling west on Highway 2 just east of C Avenue at around 3:40 p.m. Wednesday when the wheel bearings on a Parker four-wheel wagon it was pulling failed. The wagon dropped onto the road, turned over onto its side, and spilled its load onto the road. The wagon was totaled during the accident. It was valued at $15,000. The Page County Road sustained an estimated $5,000 damage during the mishap. There were no injuries and no citations issued. Officials of the Cass County Memorial Hospital Foundation say they've recently accepted a donation of $500 from the Delta Zeta sorority. The group raised the funds through their annual community nut sale. And for more information about the foundation, you can go to www.casshealth.org/CCMH-foundation. The Cass County Memorial Hospital Foundation is pleased to announce that Simon Estes will be performing in Atlantic October 27th as part of his Roots to Wings tour and part of fulfilling his goal of performing in each county in Iowa. Estes will have a young musician perform with him along with choirs from area high schools. Simon Estes will also be sharing his journey from humble beginnings in a small Iowa community to performing all over the world for dignities, royalty, and people of all walks of life in an assembly for area high school students on October 28th at the Atlantic High School Auditorium. During the assembly, Estes will emphasize the value of hard work, determination, and perseverance. Now, the CCMH Foundation would like to invite area businesses and individuals to be a part of bringing this opportunity to Cass County. If you would like to be a concert sponsor, or for more information, you can contact Dawn Marnin, CCMH Foundation Director, at 243-7409. As a sponsor, you'll have special seating at the concert and be invited to a sponsor-only dinner with Simon Estes and his troupe after the concert at the Atlantic Golf and Country Club. Those sponsoring $500 and above are listed in the program. All sponsors will be recognized on the posters, and individual tickets will go on sale soon with limited availability. Well, safety is important no matter where you live, and officials of the Cass County Extension Service and Outreach invite area youth to join them for a Rural Safety Day on August 24th. That'll take place from 8:30 a.m. until 2 p.m. at the Cass County Fairgrounds. The event is free for all 4th through 6th graders in Cass County who will learn how to keep themselves safe while working on or visiting a farm. The youth will learn about first aid, safety around animals, unexpected hazards, electrical safety, and much more. Lunch and resources will be provided by the Cass County Extension and Outreach. And whether you've spent your entire life on a farm, occasionally visit friends or relatives on a farm, or have never set foot on a farm, there will be something for everyone at the Rural Safety Day. To register, contact Cass County Extension at 243-1132 before 4:30 p.m. on August 22nd. Youth will also need to have a health form on file at the Cass County Extension office in order to participate in that event. Those forms are available in the Extension office or can be printed using the link under this same story found under the News tab on KJAN.com. The Iowa Electrical Examining Board won't exempt farm buildings from mandatory electrical inspections. The board voted 8-3 Thursday to reject a proposal that would have generally exempted farm buildings. The proposal was aimed at resolving issues stemming from a court ruling that the board exceeded its authority by requiring inspections on most electrical installations on farms. Some critics say the inspections are a power grab by the board and that the inspections overburden farmers. Other farmers and their supporters say poorly installed electrical wiring creates safety hazards. Yesterday, the board set a task force to seek a compromise to present to the legislature. A small group of environmentalists met privately with the administrator of the U.S. Environmental Protection Agency on Thursday for about a half an hour in Des Moines to discuss federal regulation of large-scale livestock operations. David Goodner of Iowa Citizens for Community Improvement says the EPA administrator promised the group that she wouldn't let anybody off the hook.
Sounds good. Doesn't really mean a whole lot, but that's the best line we got out of her in the meeting.
He described the half-hour meeting with EPA Administrator Gina McCarthy as both productive and tense. McCarthy has been on the job for about 3 weeks. Cherie Mortis, another Iowa Citizens for Community Improvement member who was in on the meeting, didn't get the impression McCarthy was ready to act.
She's got to be willing to really stick her neck out and try to crack down directly on corporate ag, or we're going to get nowhere.
The EPA administrator told a crowd of farmers at the Iowa State Fair Thursday that she wanted to build a more trusting relationship with the agriculture community. Mortis says that's a disappointment.
She came out here to create better relationships with corporate ag. And corporate ag has been running the show to begin with. I think it's going to take a tougher stand than that.
Representatives of the Iowa Sierra Club and Environmental Integrity Project were also present during the private meeting with McCarthy. The groups are threatening a lawsuit if the EPA doesn't step in and regulate large-scale livestock operations and limit how much manure and fertilizers can be applied to Iowa farm fields. Governor Terry Branstad has been pushing the EPA to accept a voluntary plan to reduce nitrate runoff into Iowa's lakes and streams. A traveling memorial honoring Iowa's fallen veterans is at the Iowa State Fair this week. Remembering Our Fallen is a 40-by-10-foot display with pictures of Iowa veterans who died in the line of duty. Inlaid on each soldier's military profile picture is an image provided by the family with memorabilia, red roses, and handwritten letters. The memorial was created by Omaha resident Bill Williams and his wife.
We had read a story about a father who had lost his son, and his concern was that he would be forgotten. And so that's when we came up with the idea to create an exhibit of the pictures of the fallen, not to sit in a museum, but to travel from town to town.
In 2011, Williams and his wife made the first memorial as a tribute to fallen Nebraska veterans. After officials from Bellevue University saw it, they sponsored exhibits for more states, including Iowa. Williams wants to create memorials for all 50 states.
We have 10 exhibits now, and we've been notified of 4 new deaths in those 10 states just in the last week and a half. As soon as we hear about the latest fallen, we'll find the photo online. We'll run a picture of it, 8x10 or a 5x7, and then we'll put it in a frame, and it travels with the exhibit.
Williams only includes veterans killed in action since September 11, 2001. He says he'll continue adding soldiers until the U.S. ceases military operations in Afghanistan. Bob King, executive director of the Iowa Department of Veterans Affairs, says unlike most memorials, this one allows the public to see the faces of veterans.
You know, you go to the cemetery and there are no faces. But you walk down through here and there's Paul Fisher's face, and there's Bruce Smith's face, and there's David Kirchhoff and Michael Deutsch and David Wyszynski. It brings the remembrance a lot closer to home.
After the Iowa State Fair ends, the exhibit will move to cities throughout the state, including Council Bluffs and Traynor. Taking a look at national news headlines, a director of compliance at the National Security Agency says he urges people to report if the agency has not followed the rules and says the matter will be taken seriously. John DeLong emailed a statement after the Washington Post reported that the NSA oversteps its legal authority thousands of times a year, intercepting emails and phone calls in the U.S. and obtaining legally protected material without authorization. The report says many times the infractions are committed unintentionally. It's a new school year for the children of Plaza Towers Elementary School, who lost seven classmates when a tornado ripped through their school on May the 20th in Moore, Oklahoma. The students and children from nearby Briarwood Elementary are going to class in temporary buildings, at least for this school year, while their schools are being rebuilt. News time is 8:10.
Listen carefully and think what your life would be like if you were constantly faced with
embarrassment, fatigue, irritability, tension and stress, anger, avoidance of social activities,
depression, negativism, danger to personal safety, reduced general health, loneliness, social isolation,
impaired memory, less adaptability to learning new tasks, paranoia, reduced coping skills, and reduced overall psychological health.
So what is it? Heart disease, cancer, or some other serious illness? For many of these diseases, the prognosis may be terminal, but the symptoms you just heard are actually linked to hearing loss. And for that, there is hope, whether the loss is mild or profound. This is Doug Leonard, audiologist with ASI. Hearing loss doesn't have to be a source of embarrassment or depression or any of the other symptoms you just heard. You can avoid many, if not all of them, by treating your hearing loss with hearing aids. Today's hearing aids offer technology that has given back what so many patients thought they'd lost for good. And it starts with an evaluation. Call today, ASI, with offices in Atlantic, Audubon, Manning, and Carroll. Hear better, live better.
In the funeral announcements, Daniel Bear Yowell, age 32, of Atlantic, died Tuesday. Funeral services for Daniel Yowell will be this morning at 10:30 at the Roland Funeral Home in Atlantic. Jeanette Geddes, age 80, of Harlan, died Monday at the Elmcrest Retirement Home in Harlan. Services for Jeanette Geddes will be this afternoon at 1:30 at the Congregational United Church of Christ in Harlan. Pauly Jones Funeral Home in Harlan has arrangements. Warren Jacobson, age 87, of Elkhorn, died Monday at the Salem Lutheran Home. Funeral services for Warren Jacobson will be tomorrow at 10:30 at the Elkhorn Lutheran Church. Odie Funeral Home in Kimbleton has the arrangements. Darlene Peterson, age 91, of Atlantic, died Monday at the Heritage House. Funeral services for Darlene Peterson will be tomorrow at 11 a.m. at Hockenberry Family Care Funeral Home in Atlantic. Helen Warner, age 95, of Avoca, died Tuesday. Funeral services for Helen Warner will be held Saturday at 11 a.m. at the Pauly Jones Funeral Home in Harlan. Marvin Butch Peterson, age 76, of Harlan, died Tuesday at the Elmcrest Retirement Home. Funeral services for Butch Peterson will be held Saturday at 2:30 at Emmanuel Lutheran Church in Harlan. Pauly Jones Funeral Home in Harlan has arrangements. Leon Hansen, age 75, of Harlan, died Wednesday in Elkhorn. Funeral services for Leon Hansen will be on Monday at 10:30 at Emmanuel Lutheran Church in Kimbleton. Burmeister Johansson Funeral Home in Harlan has arrangements. Mavis Morey, age 90, of Red Oak, died Thursday at the Nebraska Methodist Hospital in Omaha. Funeral services for Mavis Morey will be Monday at 10:30 at the Nelson Boylan Moret Funeral Chapel in Red Oak. And Vernon Roach, age 70, of rural Greenfield, died Thursday. Funeral services for Vernon Roach are pending at the Steen Funeral Home in Greenfield. The news was brought to you by ASI, Audiology and Hearing Instruments at 601 Poplar in Atlantic. Call 243-5796. I'm Rick Hansen reporting.